stop yelling.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
You know what? Stop the restless leg. You know, there's nothing on anyways. So don't
Bernardo, what's your suggestion? Blat it out. Come on.
Nothing. There's nothing on.
Okay, he's saying nothing. Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
He waited on hold for 10 minutes. Hey, honey.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I thought it was my wife, Beth.
No, it's not Beth.
I'm pretty sure it might be Beth.
No, it's not Beth.
No, this is Ashlyn, the tattoo artist.
Oh, Ashlyn. Okay.
Ashlyn, who gave you your tattoo.
So why are you claiming to be my wife, Beth?
She's not.
Okay.
I didn't claim anything. You guys assumed.
Okay, Ashlyn, what are you recommending? What have you seen lately that you can recommend?
I don't know if you have ever seen it, but it's a movie called Barton Fink.
Oh, of course.
That doesn't count. You've seen it.
I've seen it many times. I'm a big Coen Brothers guy. But thank you very much for that, Ashlyn.
Of course.
Thank you, Ashlyn. Yep. Hi, you're on the air. What's your suggestion?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
Hi. Has Love on the Spectrum been suggested?
Yes, it has, but not Love on the Spectrum Australia.
No, I'm not going to do it. Don't double my chances.
Dang it. Okay, I'm not going to do that one.
Yeah, thank you.
One Cut of the Dead.
One Cut of the Dead?
Yes, it's a zombie movie.
Oh, my God. Great. That sounds horrific.
Yeah, Andy doesn't like horror. Forgot to mention
One
that.
Cut of the Dead.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your suggestion? Oh,
God.
I suggest that you watch The Price is Right. It's a great show. It's on TV.
I know The
Price
is
Right. You're on the air. What's your suggestion?
I know because my daughter Rachel was featured on it.
Really?
Yeah.
She was on it?
Check out BoJack Horseman.
And they came out, and they called her name. She came on down.
Wow. That guy said BoJack Horseman.
Okay. Well, I've watched some of it. I think it's funny.
Can the conscience suggest something?
She may.
Sure.
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, for the love of God. That's my conscience?
Yeah, Cabin in the Woods.
That's my conscience suggesting Cabin in the Woods?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of a meta sort of horror movie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's...
Now, conscience, is that your genre, horror movies?
Absolutely not. That's the only one I would recommend.
Okay. I mean, the only reason I would take your recommendation is you got a fantastic rack.
Yes, I carry a lot of bikes.
You should not objectify your conscience, Andy.
Ken, no need to take over my job.
If I cross the line, I'm sure my conscience would tell me, Ken.
Hi, you're on the air.
I did tell you multiple times.
Documentary called Free Solo about a man climbing El Capitan.
Oh, yes. Alex Honnold.
Oh, yes, I've seen Free Solo.
Oh, okay.
Well, have you seen Eternal Sunshine?
Eternal Sunshine.
Eternal Sunshine, many times I've seen that one too.
Charlie Kaufman movie guy. Yeah.
Free Solo. There are a lot of good climbing movies.
Hi, you're on the
air.
You know
who the star of those climbing movies are these days?
I would like to recommend Hitler's Hat by Jeff Krulik, the same man who made Heavy Metal Parking Lot. I think you both would like it.
Hitler's Hat.
Have you heard of it, Ken?
No, but I've heard of Jeff Krulik.
I know the name Hitler from something. It rings a bell.
Oh, he was in a couple of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on the
air. Hey, I made my conscience laugh.
Oh. It's an animated show called Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Dear God.
Yeah.
And what is it about? Evangelion. Now I have to watch it?
Yeah.
It's animated?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's like about a giant robots fighting these, like, weird alien angels.
Oh, nice.
It sounds stupid.
It sounds great.
Okay, well, let's go. Hey, we got to pick our winner.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay.
Selling Sunset.
Oh, yes. Oh, I have seen. Wait, have I seen it?
Have you seen it? Doesn't
count. It's about a couple of salesmen, right?
It's a reality show that I think Andy would despise.
Oh, it's a reality show. It's a real estate reality show.
Selling Sunset, put it on there.
Okay. Well, we need Don to come in.
Don, come on in.
Hey, Don.
All right, Don is here.
Mix them all up. Gosh, we have like 40 slips in here. Okay, Don is taking the box. He's really mixing them up. I'm really scared. Okay, just pick one.
Mulholland Drive.
David Lynch. No, believe me, that's going to be a slog.
You've seen it.
No, it's a slog, baby.
But you've seen it.
I've seen it years ago. It's fine. It's new to me. No. I haven't seen it in years. Mulholland Drive. And we'll review it next week.
Andy. Yeah. What? President Pam says you've seen it.
What, we're going to pick another one?
Yeah.
Pick another one. Oh, I'll get you for that one, Pam. Right. Pam?
Roller Boogie! Yes!
Roller Boogie.
Roller Boogie with Linda Blair.
Okay.
The kids come together.
Pam, I'm holding you responsible for
this.
Thank you, Don. Yeah, the kids come together.
They come together.
Do they save the roller park?
Yes, they do. From the man.
Oh, from the man?
The man was going to take away the roller rink.
It's good for you, Andy.
Oh, shut up, both of you.
Hey,
listen. No, seriously, I want to thank my conscience. She did her best, didn't she?
She tried. Thank you, conscience.
To keep me on the... And thank you, Don. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, everyone, for your recommendations.
And thank you, Jeremiah.
I'll be watching Roller Boogie.
Roller Boogie, starring Linda Blair.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and also, you should know...
Oh, please.
...that the male lead in Roller Boogie...
Yes?
...he was an actual champion roller dancer.
What?
Yes.
Wait,
He was. And this was his big shot at stardom, but he was never in anything again.
Well, it wasn't the launch pad that he was hoping for.
No, but he is hot.
Hey, Pam, will you watch Roller Boogie this week?
Maybe.
Hey! Ken, will you watch it again this week?
Yes, everybody should watch Roller
Boogie. Yeah, hey, let's have a whole little movie watch club, and we'll all talk about Roller Boogie next week.
Excellent idea. Next week, we talk about Roller Boogie.
Yes, Roller Boogie. And what will we do with the other 45 minutes?
It's not going to take 15 minutes. Roller Boogie is a very deep movie. It's got a lot of socioeconomic implications. I don't know if I mentioned, the man is trying to take away the roller rink, but the kids come together.
But they're just kids.
Yeah, but together they're strong.
But you'd think a bunch of stupid kids together would be even stupider.
No, that's not the case. Oh, no, what's happening here?
Well, maybe they'd have a chance if one of them becomes possessed by the devil.
Well, then Kevin Bacon comes and saves the day.
Maybe Kevin Bacon comes to save the day. Yeah, because he loves dancing.
Hey, this is WFMU East.
My conscience is funny.
WMFU Mount Hope.
Pam, you're really funny.
And Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Call us lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy, and when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak, a lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Dylan.
Hi everybody, welcome to the 21 Lounge, where we celebrate the golden age of lounge performers and their vanity pressings. That was another Art Records artist, Jimmy Nicholas. He made two albums that show up, and both of them are on Art Records. This was his second one. His first album was called Jimmy's Dilemma. And in 4 years of searching, I've not found that one yet. Second one we just heard is Watch What Happens. I don't know the year of either of those. Jimmy, much like Don Hayes, who opened the show with the Mr. Lucky theme, he plays an organ and piano at the same time and basically just has a percussionist with him. Jimmy Nichols has Ward Kramer playing drums and percussion. And we just heard him do Norwegian Wood, and before that was the Nat Adderley song, version work song, and started with Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, all from his album Watch What Happens on Art Records. Art Records, which is also the label that Don Hayes was on, was this label started in Miami Beach at the Cadillac Hotel by a guy named Harold Doane. And over 40 years, he recorded over 900 reels of tape of different performers. ART stood for the American Recording and Transcription Company. And it's just remarkable. He's kind of the Alan Lomax of South Florida lounge performers. And made most of these recordings himself. It's like, you know, field recordings, most of them. Some things were in the studio, but quite a lot of them are recorded in the actual place that people would perform. Jimmy's got a really cool style, Jimmy Nicholas. I hope someday to find the other record and play that one for you. All right, so coming up next, I've got a band called Showcase. from their album The Sounds of Showcase. This came out in 1972 on a label called BJ, B-E-J-A-Y, out of, it was in Arkansas. Let's see here, checking the, it was BJ Recording Studio, Fort Smith, Arkansas. And so it was sort of a vanity label for the studio. They put out, actually, a bunch of records between the 60s and 80s, but it was mostly singles, like locals doing original songs. And then they put out a few religious albums and a few lounge albums, and this is one of the lounge albums. These guys never, as far as I can tell, put out anything else. And they... even looked up all the different members and nobody showed up in other bands, so this seems to be their moment. We're going to start off with a Wayne Cochran cover that they do, just to get it revved up. From the Sounds of Showcase, here's Showcase with Do You Like the Sound of Music?
Why can't we be humble like the good Lord said? He promised to exalt us, but love is away. How can men be so greedy when there's so much left? All things are God-given, they're all heaven blessed. That's the way God planned it, that's the way God wants it to be. overseas, learn to love one another, and maybe there'll be peace. If we just be humble, like the good Lord said, He promised to exalt us, but love's away. That's the way God planned it, that's the way God wants it to be. Tonight to get down on their knees and say a little prayer just like this. If you please, say, Lord, I know we're trying, but we just got to be humble, cause we got to all live together. I hope you get this message, for you won't others will. I know you don't understand, but I still love you. That's the way God planned it, that's the way God wants it to be.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the 21 Lounge on WFMU, Freeform Radio. So, yeah, that was Showcase I just played an excerpt of MacArthur's Park there. Didn't play their full 6-minute version. And I know that seems... Some of you might think, we could take it, we could take the whole thing, but hold on, I might have something for you. They started with, "Do you like the sound of the music?" And I like that they start their record with that, and then after that they have a 3-minute jam followed by MacArthur's Park. That's the Way God Planned It was the other one they played there. Rarely hear that one being done by lounge performers. There's on the liner notes here it says, they also often play two instruments at the same time on stage, changing a 5-piece group into an 8- or 9-piece group. None of the band members are restricted by just one instrument. I should mention here that all 5 share the lead vocal spot. So I'm not sure who was singing what there. But yeah, quite a band, kicking it out. So up next, I am going to play you a full version of MacArthur Park. And I just wanted to go with one where the singers really kind of, as they say in the biz, got the pipes for it. And this is a Las Vegas performer and a Las Vegas band, although very much a legit lounge band with a private press record here. It came out on their own Ain't We Something label, arranged and produced by Jerry LaGuardia for Ain't We Something, Inc. And the record's by Angela Bakari, and it's titled Ain't She Something. It's the only record she ever made, but she was definitely a big Las Vegas singer. She, according to an interview I found with her, which I am going to post on the listener board, she said she was introduced to a booker for the Playboy Club. That's the best that could have happened to start my career, city after city, show after show. Then I was signed to the William Morris Agency, then signed to RCA Records. I had a hit record on RCA called Baby I'm Yours. So that's the thing. This song, Baby I'm Yours, which is a Van McCoy song from 1965, was licensed to RCA from this record. And I've never really seen that before, where a private press record then has a song pulled from it that goes on a major label. So I'm not going to play you Baby I'm Yours, but I am going to play you her version of MacArthur Park, because she really has it. She really knows how to deliver on this song. So, yeah, let's give that a listen. And she was also Liza Minnelli's vocal coach at one point. She said she was introduced to Liza after the Michael Jackson show in Madison Square Garden because someone I managed and trained vocally, Billy Gilman, was appearing at the show. Billy Gilman's quite a character if you know about him. She was making a comeback with her career. After losing her voice, she was struggling to find her voice back. So she ended up working with her, and she says, I ended up spending months with her, got her voice back, and her comeback show was a huge success, and that started many years of working with her and touring with her. And so, and that's the other thing, Angela's still active. She plays in Provincetown at the Cabaret Fest almost every year. Last year she did a show they had called the Golden Era of Nightclubs. So she's still at it. And as you'll hear, she's really got a great voice. So here's a total Las Vegas version of... She was on The Tonight Show, Dinah Shore, Merv Griffin, and she opened for Rodney Dangerfield, Phyllis Diller, and Pat Cooper, to name a few. So yeah, she's the real deal. And we're going to hear Angela Bakari with her version of MacArthur Park.
Thank you. Gotha's park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing's flowing down. Someone left that cake out in the rain.
Take my life into my hands.
in their eyes, then you know what? I'm gonna lose it.
Welcome back, everyone, to the 21 Lounge on WFMU. That was a little disco set for you. We just heard Hal Militar with The Hustle from the album Shorehaven and Militar, Volume 3, 1977. And no, I'm not sure if that's how you say his name at all. So apparently there were three volumes of this. This is the only one I have. Hal was... he was the... let's see, what does it say here? The musical director of Shorehaven for the past five seasons. And it says on the album, you'll also recognize some of the other poolside regulars as featured artists. And a note from Hal, who says, I made this album for you and you, my weekend pool family, so you can sit back, close your eyes, and be transported to wherever you want to go. So I guess they had a a poolside band at the Shorehaven. And, of course, The Hustle, also written by Van McCoy. And before that, we heard Angela Bakari with her 9-minute version of MacArthur Park. I hope you enjoyed that. I'll occasionally break out of MacArthur Park, but you have to be judicious about it. So yeah, I wanted to do a little bit of a disco set because next week I'm going to be kicking off the 21 Lounge Hellraiser Month of Medleys with a 7-song disco epic from the band Museum. And the nephew of the keyboard player and arranger of the band is going to be joining me. And that nephew is our own Joe Magasco from Surface Noise. His uncle, Matt Magasco, was in this band Museum, and it's a really epic. It's the whole side of the record. So come join us for that next week. So coming up next, I'm actually getting into a little Jersey action here with this band called The Four More. They released this album in 1970 of them playing live at the Brothers Restaurant in Red Bank. And the place is still there. It's been there for more than 100 years. It was taken over in 1957 by a guy named Bill, who was known as Dilly, and his brother Tony, and they renamed it The Brothers. And these guys, The Four More, played there, looks like, for at least a couple of years. They were the house band. The notes on them are confusing, to say the least. They only give their first names, and they say that the bassist, Mike, was in an early lineup of the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. But I can't really find too much to back that up. But that band did begin as the Jekyll and Hydes in Linden, New Jersey, so it's possible he was in some early version of that. The drummer had played in the band The Cricketers, who were a Jersey-based band who put out a bunch of singles in the 60s on Cap Records, a couple albums. But the main guy in the band is about 10 years older than the other three guys. And he's Gus, sometimes known as lead singer. He is also the daddy of the group, being the senior member, and is the business manager and spokesman for the group. His experience from the early rock days and swing era have helped shape the sound now established by the Four More. So, I'm going to give you a little set of their songs, recorded live in Red Bank. And this is an interesting one where it came out on Century Records, which is a custom printing record company, but they have a label on it, not on the label, but the back, that says it's HMR Productions out of Scotch Plains, New Jersey. home of Pat D'Annunzio, and a warning on the bottom that says, "This is a subscription limited edition recording prepared solely for the listening enjoyment of the participants and their friends." So I'm not sure exactly what was happening there. It was a sub-label to Century. So maybe they started doing lounge bands on this label or something, or just Jersey ones. Anyway, I'll try to find out more about this. In the meantime, let's listen to the four more from their album Live at the Brothers. And they're going to start off with a little Purple Haze on WFMU.
Now we'd like to do a Blood, Sweat, and Tears number, our version of more than you know. And so I face the final curtain. My friends, I'll say it. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway. Much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, well, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. And more, much more than this, I did it my way. Well, I've lived, and I've laughed, and I've cried. I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now the tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me. Did it my way. Yes, there were times when I guess you knew that I've been off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I hated on and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it.
All right, that was the sounds of the Four More. They started off with Purple Haze and then gave us More Than You'll Ever Know, another Al Cooper song in the lounge canon. And after that, My Way, pretty sweet version from their Live at the Brothers album, Red Bank, New Jersey. And right now we're listening to the sounds of Chris Anderson doing Sunny from his album Music, Music, Music. I'm going to take the show out with some Chris organ sounds. And just remind you that you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. And coming right up, especially for tonight, Becky's out, and filling in is Matt Fiveash. And then right after that, for from 9 to midnight. Sydney's got a protein mac and cheese for you, so stay tuned for that too. And we'll see you next week.
I'm George Jones. Coming up right now is my TV show. And if you like country music, I think you'll like the show. And if you don't like country music, don't you tell nobody.
One more time, here's one called The Race Is On. I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside like my heart from a big break. Stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, I may never shame. You might say that I was taking it hard when she wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that'll hide the sorrow when I may break right down and fall. Well, the race is on and here come pride of the bachelors. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love's granted for another sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. Ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final reason would be. Now I live in fear, waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. Aching and painful heart for the day, the one that I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I wound up second place. But now the race is on, and here come right at the bachelor. Heartaches are going to the inside. Tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love's scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all.
Thank you. We'll see you in a little bit.
The minute that I saw her, I knew I just had to have her. So I asked her if I could take her for a spin. When I heard her engine purring and I saw her taillight blink, I knew I'd never be the same again. So I drove around the corner, up the street and down the highway, showing off everybody that I've seen. She's a streamlined saint looking, smooth running, fast moving, breathtaking loving machine. She's equipped with dual headlights, padded dash and positive traction, instant heating, and a six-way swivel seat. Ain't no wonder then that all the connoisseurs of fine machinery whistle at me when I drive her down the street. She's got two of the biggest and the prettiest and the roundest, softest, bluest eyes you've ever seen. She's a streamlined, sleek-looking, smooth-running, fast-moving, breathtaking, loving machine. If I leave her for a minute, all the hot rods gather round her. They just can't believe that such a thing is real. Oh, they've never seen a chest quite as slick or half as classy. They'd give anything to get behind the wheel. So I keep my little lover locked up tight and undercover. Give no one a chance to yell mechanics lean. She's a streamlined, sleek looking, smooth running, fast moving, breathtaking, loving machine. She ain't too fast in a takeoff, but she's a winner in the long run. And she's swell on heels when when she accelerates. If she shimmies just a little at high speed, well, who's complaining? Fact of the matter is, I think it's kind of great. With the proper registration, safety check, and a set of license, soon I'll take her anywhere I choose to be. She's a streamlined, sleek-looking, smooth-running, fast-moving, breathtaking, loving machine.
Been pushing that diesel since early dawn. I ain't had no sleep in I don't know how long. A lot of trouble making them curves. Now I need a little something to settle my nerves. So hey, little waitress, make my coffee strong. A pack of king-size filters and a country song. A little box of Whiteys to help pick me up. Caffeine, nicotine, Benzedrine, and wish me luck. I was rolling down the highway with a heavy eyes. I saw a lit up billboard that had you advertised. Everything for the trucker, lots of parking space. And the sign out front says, this here is the place. So hey, little waitress, I make my coffee strong. A pack of king-size filters and a country song. A little box of Whiteys to help pick me up. Caffeine, nicotine, Benzedrine, and wish me luck. Well, I got hungover, left Chicago late. And the big boss man, I don't like to wait. Shape I'm in. So hey, little waitress, make my coffee strong. A pack of king-size filters and a country song. A little box of Whiteys to help pick me up. Caffeine, nicotine, Benzedrine, and wish me luck. Caffeine, nicotine, Benzedrine, wish me luck.
I miss you all the time.